Unit 7. Audio 27. 1.
The most important factor in making and implementing decisions is listening. I like to ask everybody I know to give me an opinion. I get different perspectives and I listen to them. I also listen to my own intuition. I really do believe that using your intuition is the best way of processing and weighing up information. If I have to make a big decision, I'm never impulsive. I think about it, and I listen to what other people think. But ultimately, I listen to my intuition. I delay my decision until I wake up one morning and know what I'm going to do.
2.
I used to think that decision-making was something you could do logically, but for me, this didn't always work, and I made some bad decisions. So I thought I'd try a new approach, one that takes feelings more into account. So now, particularly for the big decisions in life, what job to take, where to live, I let my inner wisdom emerge and trust my instincts. We don't always make strictly logical deductions. Instead, we rely on patterns and on feelings associated with those patterns. So for those big decisions, you need to let patterns develop in your mind. Once you realize that your intuition is reliable, making a decision is quite easy.
3.
If you have to make a decision, don't listen to your intuition. Intuition is for people who don't want to think. Okay, it's fine for the small decisions in life, like what kind of ice cream to buy. But for the big decisions, you need a more systematic way of thinking. Let's say you have to decide between two things. Two applicants for a key position. Two properties you're thinking about buying. You check the facts, check the figures, and your analysis says to pick A over B. But your intuition says to choose B. What do you do? Most people stick with their intuition, which is wrong. You need to delay your decision until you can work out why your intuition is telling you something different. That's the whole point of analysis, to make you consider all the options so you don't make the wrong decision.
4.
To make good decisions, you need to have confidence in your own judgment. We all make bad decisions, but the important thing is not to worry about them. As a judge, I often have to decide between the evidence of two people standing in front of me. I don't know which one is being honest, but I know one of them is lying. That's when making decisions becomes very difficult. Even so, I never base my courtroom decisions on my feelings or my instinct. I do it by the evidence and by what the law tells me.